Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 82 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're discussing the education revolution and how to tell if you're on the front lines or losing the battle. Today is July 4th, 2017, so it's kind of appropriate that we're talking about revolution. In this case, we're talking about the rapidly changing reality of public education. The revolution is here. Education as previously and traditionally practiced is no longer viable. Public schools are over 200 years old. They've been around so long and the thinking so entrenched that there is a belief that no one can do it better. Like the big three car companies of Detroit, Michigan were back in the day, public schools are kind of still stuck in that industrial age mentality. Schools are still run by the ringing of bells, just like they used to signal shift changes in the old car factories. And that mentality doesn't work anymore. Change is here. As students age from early elementary to middle school or junior high age through high school, respect is no longer automatically given to teachers and adults in authoritative positions. You can see that every day if you walk into any high school, any junior high, and how the students relate to and address their teachers. You know, why should they? The internet can provide the rote answer to any question faster and with seemingly more authority than any teacher. As traditional dispensers of knowledge, we are kind of obsolete. Teachers like factory workers of the past are no longer in high demand, and as that demand lessens, so does credibility, respect, and authority. And those of us in education have heard that false maxim, those who can't teach. And we have to question and ask, is that becoming more real as each day passes, as each year goes by? I don't think so. But to those outside the daily grind of what we do, it may appear to be the new reality. Why should anyone in their right mind want to teach? I've heard more educators than I can count discourage their own children from becoming a teacher. There's that low pay, you got the helicopter parents or their opposite, those parents who seemingly are disengaged, you got disrespectful students, and you have no status. So who in their right mind would want to step into that? Those of us who do, as we choose to pick up the stylus and step into this field, we know that we face and bravely stand in front of kids who have picked up society's disdain for our profession because we believe. We believe we can make a difference in the lives of our children. We believe we can show them how to behave appropriately in the very society that disregards us. And we believe we are on the front lines of this education revolution. And to advance that line, we got to get off the pedestal and change our teaching methods. And we got to guide instead of lecture. We got to demonstrate how to think and discern the fake news from the real deal and how to balance our reality with that of another. And we got to provide multiple lenses from which you can view an issue. And we got to show empathy by being open to the other. The world grows smaller as our ability to communicate globally expands. As educators, we got to let go of control and let the students show us what they want and let that be the entry point into a lesson. If we do these things, they will learn how to think and in thinking change their world and ours. The education revolution is here. Do you still stand? Do you still believe? Share your thoughts about the state of education in the comment section on the corresponding blog, The Education Revolution and How to Tell If You're on the Front Lines. And you can find that on my blog, howtobeagreatprincipal.com. Just head on over there and type in front lines and it will take you to this blog post. If you are a principal, make sure that you check out the new grant scholarship that is available that honors the hard work that you put in on a daily basis. K-12 principals, click on grant applications on that website, howtobeagreatprincipal.com. For more short articles and tips that support education leaders, check out more of my blogs at howtobeagreatprincipal.com. And you can also pre-order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. If you are an auditory learner, you are in the exact right spot. And you can find other episodes of The Principal Entrepreneur on Podomatic and iTunes. If you'd like to join me as a guest on the show, email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals. Please join our private Facebook group. Just type in The Principal Entrepreneur in the Facebook search bar. That is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.